to join us. This can't be a long answer, but he always talks about that there's a hole in the fence that people can get through and not pay admission. You've fixed that fence, haven't you?
If you try hard enough, there'll be one at every tractor.
He found the one
on High Street at Randwick.
He would too. He'd find one, and he tries to make it bigger so everyone else can get through. But no, it's seriously, it's going to be a great day. As I say, gates open at 10:30. Greg, we'll talk to you later in the morning.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Greg Rudolph, the CEO there at Hawkesbury. This is a big day ahead for the club.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool on Hawkesbury Gold Cup Day today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Yes, for those that are joining us bright and early at 7 o'clock Eastern Australian time, good morning. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday. We're looking forward to Hawkesbury today, the major New South Wales metropolitan meeting. The track, good for this morning. The rail's in the true for the first time in 6 weeks. It was a foggy start there, though, for track work, but a fine and sunny day coming up and 23 degrees. Newcastle, they're the main provincial program today. It's a good for the rail at 2.5 and fine weather. Eagle Farm, they're looking for mid-20 degree temperatures, a fine day obviously. They've started at a soft 7. Sean Bridges, the track manager, after so much discussion on those gallops that took place on Tuesday, said it's down to remedial work. They rolled it on Thursday. He's confident that the track will certainly race a lot better than what we saw on Tuesday. And down in Melbourne, they've had a lot of rain for the week. It's a cool day there. The track is soft 5 and the rail at 12 metres. Ron Duff, as he does join us. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Look, really looking forward to it. Look, they've got terrific fields at Hawkesbury today, and they keep saying it, but the first dry track we've had for, what is it, since February 4 of a Saturday, so... could be a little bit tricky with the form, working with a lot of wet track form over the last couple of months, but it should be a good betting day where the form is deep through every race.
It is deep in every race. I love the Gold Cup. I mean, we had Darren Biedman on the radio with us yesterday, and Godolphin have got 4 in the race. I think he likes Spectroscope, but he didn't rule out any of the others. It's a really deep race, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, you could go right through there. It'll come down to luck in running and how the track's playing, and I think that should be okay today, the track. It seems fine. There's no issues there. So I just want some... Obviously, it comes down to get the runs these jockeys give the horses and how they are on the day.
Ron, when you've done Hawkesbury form over the last couple of years, we've now got that longer straight. It obviously allows, if there's good, genuine pace, the horses that normally out the back, if I got it right, that are normally out the back, now that they've got the long straight, they do get that chance of finishing off hard.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. That would be the logical answer, but it's still a momentum track. That tight turn for home, you've got to be up and getting your horse into a rhythm, and if you wait, you're not going to pick them up. So I still think it's a momentum track where you've got to be in full stride on the point of the turn.
Yep, understand. There's been one additional this morning, so I think Hieroglyphics is the only one that's come out this morning that the papers wouldn't have. That's race 6, number 9, Hieroglyphics. Or Be Like Dad came out at 3:40 this morning, Duff.
Yep.
David Payne was up early this morning, Duff.
Yeah.
Be Like Dad's come out, race 9, number 4. They are the ones that have been confirmed this morning. All of the others are in the paper, so we'll keep an eye on those. And Ron, a lot of attention on Eagle Farm today. There's been, it's got some publicity this week, the track, hasn't it?
Yeah, they've had 12 months to get it right, and we're all expecting, it's had its time now, and the trainers that train on the track, and, you know, Tony Gollan and Chris Munce are outspoken about the track. If things work out okay for him today and we get an acceptable carnival, because the pressure is right on there, that club there, with a lot of money got into a new track, and hopefully with the little rest that it's had, things pick up.
Ray Thomas is going to join us in about an hour's time to preview every race at Hawkesbury. Between now and then, though, some of the key players for Hawkesbury today, and James Cummings is our first one out of track work at Randwick this morning. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
very well indeed. You were in the news during the week as well with good standing. Which way you'd go? You just felt Hawkesbury was the right race?
Yeah, I'm a little cautious about the sort of run we might get in the race from a tricky alley with a horse that's neither a go-forward front runner normally and neither is he a swooper. So Josh Parr has got his work cut out for him, but he's riding in great form. He knocked us off on Wednesday in the last at Canterbury. So if he rides the horse with a bit of confidence and we get an appropriate run, I think he can run very well.
Well, he's had two trials. He's looks a lovely race for him if he's right, James. At 1,400, I know he has to give him a couple of kilos, but he's proven this horse to where the others are just a few up-and-comers here.
Yeah, under the set weights and penalties conditions, despite giving them a couple of kilos, you know, under in a handicap, he'd be giving a lot more. Mm. He's well accomplished. He's a seasoned horse, but there's something about him that still suggests to us that the penny hasn't yet fully dropped, believe it or not. He's come out of two good mile and a quarter races. He's passed two starts. He was arguably unlucky not to finish closer in the Caulfield Guineas. He's a wonderful horse to be coming off the bench for us at this time of year, and he's dodged all those wet tracks in the autumn appropriately, and now he finds himself on a good four, the first good track I think we've had on a Saturday for how long is it? 2 months?
Yep.
So, look, it'll be a wonderful opportunity for the horse to run well first up, and that can hopefully bode well for him as he targets the Queensland Guineas this preparation.
Okay, so that's his target. How many runs do you think you're going to give him over the winter? A light winter or looking towards the spring? What's the program?
I want to give him four runs and then have him second or third up in the Epsom in spring.
Okay, beautiful. Burning Passion resumes in race four, two trials. Good last prep, won three city races.
Yeah, he was really rewarding for us deep into the campaign last time. You know, I raced him over a period of about 6 months. I kicked him off at a similar time of year last year, and the 1,100 metres may be a little short of his best, but it'll be a race where he can run well for his owners without busting himself first up. He should be afforded a lovely run in the race. Hopefully there's no issues with the inside, and if he gets a clear crack at them from the 350 onwards, his trials were good enough without the blinkers to know that once those blinkers go on today, he'll really attack the line.
Yeah, you got Ruling Dynasty in race eight, the Cup. Looks like you might have him back. He was pretty good first up.
Yeah, we were really pleased with his effort. We expected on race day that he was not the worst 50-1 chance we were going to be settling up all year. He'd been training nicely. We were pleased with his second trial. Hugh Bowman was over the moon with him actually, and once the pattern of the day there. Randwick had worked out by the second last down the outside fence was okay, and perhaps superior. We really felt like he could have thundered home, and whilst he loses touch with him over 7 furlongs between when the sprint goes on, he really motored home late. We were really pleased with his last 250, and he's just trained on nicely since. I was of a mind to go a month into the Scone Cup, but I think that he needs to prove himself to be competitive with these horses here, and I think this form will be really the form to follow going into the Scone Cup. And if he can run top four or top five effort here within a couple of lengths of these horses, then he's right in that race.
What do you think is his best distance?
I think his best is probably 2,000 metres. That's not to say that now that he's dropped into ratings after a lacklustre campaign last time that he can't be competitive around some of these group three sort of mile races in the handicaps, but we're just pleased to see him return really well first up. He didn't bust himself arguably like he did last campaign where he perhaps went a little bit too well first up 1,500, and he just looks set to be building up this campaign to be winning a couple. So if we can have him right around the mark at a mile and 2,000 metres and we're tempted to race him further, then we'll do that. But look, he was gelded, of course, and perhaps his focus is now readjusted, and he's ready to race well consistently.
Two runners at Newcastle, Sea Bloom and High Impulse. Could they be competitive races 2 and 8?
Oh, I really think that Brent Taylor and the guys at Trelawney are have been patient enough with Seabloom, and today's the day for her to break through. She's a talented filly. There's not a lot of her. She's lightly framed, and we haven't needed to do a lot with her since she was agonisingly close last start. But I'd say she's my best of the day.
Okay. And just one more, big set of trials yesterday. Happy with Prized Icon?
Yeah, he was brilliant. He just got into the clear and just relished it, savaged the line. So he's on target for a stone guineas. Pulling him back to 7 furlongs will be an interesting test for the horse, and a great lung burner between campaigns of Sydney and Brisbane whilst he has one eye on the Queensland Derby.
And tactical advantage wasn't too bad either yesterday.
Yeah, Huey was very pleased with him, and he'll ride him in the Gold Coast Guineas next Saturday, 1200. He will relish getting back onto a good surface. Very, very pleased with him. A month between runs, he looks right up to the mark that race.
All right, well, you've got a good book, and was it last week? Time gets away so quickly these days. Was it last week or the week before Brother Edward got married?
Yeah, he's sitting back on the beach at Hawaii sipping pina coladas. Got married last weekend. It was a great day. We were in the Hawkesbury area actually. He tied the knot with Sarah, and now they're enjoying themselves, and he'll be back in action in about a week's time.
Fantastic. All right. Good luck today, mate. Hope they run well for you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, James. James Cummings there. Did you get enough on good standing, Ron?
I think. He feels, I get out of the interview is he thinks he'll run well, but don't charge in back at him with full of confidence. He's just not 100% there yet.
Yep. Scone obviously in discussion there, and Brisbane with the way that he's been talking. Gary Fraser's online playing on his home track today with one of the key chances in the Blacktown Hawkesbury Workers Guineas. Good morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Bit foggy there this morning.
Yeah, it's just about gone now.
Glorious day. I mean, this, I think it's the 12th standalone day. It's come a long way since Fletch kicked it off.
Yeah, it sure has. It's got bigger and better every year by the look of it.
Gaz Sprite today. Just explain what happened in this trial on Monday with Sprite. She was down to trial at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, Ronnie. Unbeknown to anyone, we just took her to the trials as normal, and she was apparently in season, and in season bad, and she wears a barrier blanket, and when they put the blanket on, you know what fillies are like, they get prickly if they're in season, and she started to kick and go on, they put her in, and she started to just kick and get uncomfortable like horses in season do, and Kieran actually said, look, don't worry, because she'll end up hurting herself, kicking, and that she's obviously in season bad, so we just didn't persevere too much, and she just galloped after the trial.
Okay. She's had a good week, though, since that?
Had a very good week. Couldn't be happier with her. Work's been good. The gallop was very good on the trial day. I'm real happy with her.
Drier track barrier 2 today?
Yeah, barrier 1 actually now, the scratchings, but it's the first time she's been on this sort of track since Melbourne.
Mm.
Yeah, it gives her a chance to show her, turn of foot she's got.
Yeah. And obviously she does go well for Karen, who's back on her today.
He sort of couldn't ride her a couple of times before for other reasons, so had the opportunity, so put him back on. No disrespect to Corey or anything like that at all.
No.
And Gary, just off what you've made comment about the Tuesday with that draw, or the Monday with that barrier draw, that's no excuse now that the horse has settled down. She's got through that and she's ready to race today.
Yeah, look, it's been a bit of a stressful sort of week in one way. With a little couple of niggly things, and but she's fine, and she galloped really well and done everything right. Her blood count's good. I'm really happy.
Yep. Okay. Well, mate, if she runs up to a Melbourne sprint form the last time she was on a good track and she shows that speed, mate, she's going to be hard to hold out.
Yeah, I mean, she's unknown at 1400, Andrew, but so are most of the others. She gives you the impression she'll run the trip, so we'll see what happens.
Righto, mate. Well, good luck. Hope it's a good day for you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Fraser there, the trainer of Sprite. What's your gut instinct with the 1400 here with a few of them, Ron?
Yeah, look, I think she'll be fine with a cuddle from that inside draw, and she's at home. So, yeah, I think if she's ever going to run 1400, it's going to be today.
Yeah, understand. I spoke with Gary, obviously, on the morning of the trial or the day of the trial, and he was concerned at that time. But obviously, horses, mares can go in and out of season, and she's ready to race today.
Yeah, I think I noticed someone said she didn't have blinkers on, and she usually carries blinkers in a race, as she does. So that may have had something to do with it as well.
Yep. All right, Pirate Ben's just come out of the last run, race 9, number 10, Pirate Ben. That takes us to, 11 or 12 scratchings as it sits, 11 earlies. The penetrometer there is 4.8 and the track a good 4, the rail true. And Ron, I mentioned Brian Fletcher. I saw him yesterday in Sydney, and he's moved on in his role, but this day has come such a long way from when it was set up by the Hawkesbury Club, and they offer so much there for the general public to get along there. We joke about that hole in the fence that you often talk about, but it's a day that does belong to the general folk. Get out and enjoy it.
Oh, look, it's great. It's great for us too. We've come off a pretty stressful carnival, and the tracks have had enough, our city tracks, and it just gives them that little bit of a rest as well. When you go to Hawkesbury, and it gives the local community get behind their racing of a Saturday, the working people out there, and it's a this meeting used to be the worst meeting of the year. This one after the Sydney Autumn Carnival, it'll be a ghost town. But it goes on to Hawkesbury now. We'll have a quiet week next week with the Rosehill meeting, and then it'll fire back up with Scone. So it's really added to the end of our carnivals, these standalone meetings, the Hawkesbury and the Scone.
Yeah, for sure. Next week, the Lord Mayor's Cup at Rose Hill is the feature race, and then today, fortnight, we're at Scone, where already local trainers are starting to really talk about it. And, of course, a brand-new trainer out there, Brett Kavanagh, has been travelling horses, but you'd feel Brett would want to make some sort of presence on those 2 days of racing. Just looking at Brisbane scratchings, no extras in the feature, the Victory Stakes, race 6, good standings, the only one there, race 6, number 5. Lucky Tom's come out of the last, race 8, number 1. So we'll keep an eye on those. Barry Lockwood was one that we spoke to back on Tuesday, and he said, I'll wait for race morning to decide whether Tumbler would go around. So we'll wait and see what happens. Now, we've got our next guest up and ready, and it's Chris Lees, who takes Clearly Innocent to the races today for the very first time under his stable. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Just before Ron talks about today, Sense of Occasion, who ran so well during the carnival, we're a week away from seeing again up on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, he'll have a gallop between races here at Broadmeadow today, and we'll run the Hollandale next Saturday.
Geez, he ran well, didn't he, last time?
Yeah, his two runs were really good runs at the highest of grades. So, very happy with how he's going.
Okay.
Chris, today in this sprint race, you hold a strong hand. Felines, how's she, freshened after a few of those heavy track runs?
Yeah, she seems in good order, Ron. I do feel she's better at 1,000 metres with a decent gap between runs, but it still looks a suitable type of race. With a softish draw, she appears to get the right type of run in the race.
Yeah, Clearly Innocent. Have you got a feel for him yet?
Yeah, I think he's going really well. Just with a 1,200 metres at this grade, 1,100 metres, whether he's just looking for 1,200, but I think he'll run well, and I think he sets up for a nice preparation.
You trialled him back on March 22. It's just you didn't want to resume him on a very heavy track?
Yeah, I was going to run in the Hallmark, but I just didn't think it was the right type of track to be starting off in after a long break. So he doesn't carry a great deal of condition, to be honest, Ron, so just the one trial, I think, is satisfactory.
Yeah, and you've also got Brook Road there. She gets in light and has a big finish.
She does. Probably didn't come up last preparation. And if she's going to come up, it'll be in the first couple of runs, so she's quite capable on a day.
Okay. Race 5, Feeling the Love. It's an ex-Victorian. Having your, third run for you?
Yeah, stronger grade than what she's ran at her first two runs back for us, but not a big mare, and I do think she'll appreciate the drop in weight. Just whether she's up to this grade, it'll be a good test for her.
And race 7, Rosa Carolina, much better ridden on the pace the past couple.
Yeah, I thought she was good the last two. She's maintained that form on the track. I think she's got some chance in that race. Doesn't look a great deal of pressure. I think she should be able to get over, and if she gets the right run in transit, I think she'll be effective there.
Okay, and you've also got Beretta in the last. The Blinkers in the positive ride did the job last time.
Certainly did. I don't know if he'll get as easy a time this week. He'll be forward. It does look a bit of pressure around him, but he'll put himself up on the speed in the first probably half a dozen. Chance again, but you know, probably I do like him when he goes to Canterbury. I think it's his better track, but still a good option for him.
Yeah. Four runners at home. Any chances amongst those?
I thought Bastia is improving now that we're getting him out in trip, and he looks okay placed in the last
race 8. Beauty.
Righto. Just on a couple of the others, Singing and Brook Road. Where are they heading, Chris, at the moment, mate?
Singing's galloping today with Sense of Occasion.
Yep.
And Brook Road's in today.
Brook Road's in today. So is Singing Brisbane or Scone?
Oh, look, we'll just decide after his track out today. Chance to run the Lord Mayor's Cup next week or the Scone Cup the week after.
Yep, okay, all right. It's never a quiet time at Stables, mate. You're always got good numbers in.
Yeah, certainly, Andrew. There's no quiet time. It might appear to some people in the public, but we're always pretty flat out wherever you're going in racing here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, mate, good luck today, and we'll watch that gallop with Sense of Occasion and Singing. We'll wait and see what happens.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lee's joining us there. Sorry, I got the notebook out. Ron Brook Road, of course, running today. But a bit of interest in Sense of Occasion for next week. Ron, that horse really ran so well in those two runs on rain-affected tracks during the autumn.
He's a marvellous story because, you know, he was a mature horse and his form was exposed. And then last prep, what did he do? He won a Villiers first up or something and shocked everyone. And then he come back and he was even better. You know, picking up $1 million or something in two races of placing in the Doncaster and also the Queen Elizabeth. So incredible job that horse has done.
And Corey Brown will ride next week up at the Gold Coast. Rebe Rempart has come out of both of its races on vet certificates. I think it was an emergency in two races. So race 5, number 16, and race 6, number 15, both the same horse, Rebe Rempart, both coming out of their respective races on vet's advice today. Ron, we mentioned earlier the Gold Cup, and I must admit I didn't see Formline on Thursday night, but we said at the start, it's such a deep race, isn't it, that there's value if you can just snag the right horse here.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, look, you go through the field there. You know, Mighty Lucky ran well in it last year, and Famous Seamus is a local who they're trying a different thing with him, a mile second up here, a more mature horse. And Havana Kula can be lethal fresh. And look, he won a, what do you do? He won, I think he won a Doncaster Prelude first up last preparation. Vanbrugh is a proven Group 1 horse. Spectroscope is a horse that has the X factor about him. You have to forgive him for his Doncaster mile run. Fabrizio, well, he's been back to the trials since, disappointing on that heavy track first up, but he went like a rocket round at Hawkesbury. And you can go right down the page there and make, you know, it's a good, even field. And it'll be hard to find the winner, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. The Livermore Hawkesbury Gold Cup Club's always looking for new sponsors, and Livermore certainly one of those. Just back a race to the Guineas. We spoke with Gary Fraser about Sprite, but what about Calander and what about Good Standing we've spoken about? But Paul Massara, I spoke with him yesterday off-air, Duff, and he was really keen about Careless Choice, the way it's rebounded, getting back onto a better track today.
Should be a good form race. It invariably is. Calander is an interesting horse. You know, he's got a bit of work to do today. I like him. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a real progressive type, but he's 1,100 to 1,400. He's from a benchmark 78 to, you know, a proper Guineas. There's a few hurdles he has to jump today and just put that stamp on him to say that I'm here, I am a good horse, and look out, I'm heading to Brisbane or whatever their plan is with him. But he is one of the more interesting runners of the day. But look, there's a lot of good chances in this race. Sprite, if she performs, good standings, got class. Generalissimo's office of a carnival win, and then you got these fillies that I think you have to respect in Prompt Response and Rosa Carolina. So another deep race, and Careless Choice, look, he's only been beaten once, and that was on that messy track of the Country Championship day.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a really hot race, and good to see Mick Tubman just fight a horse like By C, who is only lightly raced with the three runs, and its rating is way down compared to some that By C is going to be tackling today. But he's always had a rap on it.
Some good judges want to back it today too. Look, it was only a maiden the other day, but you must say she was pretty good. She looks a nice filly, so hopefully we can speak to Cathy about her later. But look, first horse backed on when the markets went up Wednesday was 21 into 15, and it's held that spot throughout the week. So a really interesting step that she has to take here, but some punters feel that she can do it.
Well, we'll hopefully catch up with Cathy O'Hara along the road here. Peter Snowden, we are going to take a break. Scratchings interim aren't too far away for Hawkesbury. Recapping, Hawkesbury is a good four. We've got Newcastle a good four. Eagle Farm a soft seven, but fine weather up there. And Caulfield a soft five. We'll also check up on other New South Wales meetings for you after the break here on Racing HQ Saturday.
Prize money for the Wagga Cup Carnival May 4 and 5 will be a record $667,500. The $150,000 listed Christopher Graydon Jewellers Wagga Gold Cup highlights two terrific days of racing. Prize money for the Audi Centre Wagga MTC Guineas has jumped to $80,000. Thursday's 4X Gold Wagga Town Plate has received a boost to $110,000. And the two-year-old handicap carries a $50,000 Inglis Race Series bonus.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool at Hawkesbury today and an $85,000 projected quaddy pool at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. And you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Who've You Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of three races. Who've You Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Who've You Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Before, during and after the Wagga Cup Carnival, make your headquarters the Union Club Hotel.
The Union is smack bang in the heart of Wagga Wagga and is open for breakfast, lunch and dinner over the carnival.
Play safe and ride their courtesy bus to and from the races.
Full tab facilities are available and there's live music on the balcony following the races.
The Big Sports Breakfast is live from the Union on Friday. So come down and say hello to TK and Slats.
All this and more at the Union Club Hotel, Wagga Wagga.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool on Hawkesbury Gold Cup Day today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ Saturday, being heard on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're about 2 minutes away from interim scratchings, but I can tell you Tangled has just come out of Race 2. Race 2, number 2, Tangled. And the Snowden team have just scratched Yuma Desert. Race 5, number 10. That's where we sit at the moment. So we'll wait for them to go interim and then we'll go through the lot. I mentioned New Yuma Desert because Peter Snowden does join us on HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Before Ron goes through it, mate, watched the trials yesterday. You had a few go around and, gee, it just didn't work out the way you wanted with Russian Revolution. Kieran was trying to do it, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, they didn't go hard, Andrew. The Ridgefire, I thought he'd be there, he might roll, but he went to front and then just put the brakes on, so they weren't very, very steady pace and probably a bit too slow for him. But he tried well, and under race pace, it's different. He's probably going about 4 lengths quicker than that, and I think at that sort of pace, he'd be fine.
Okay, that's good news. So it runs, heads towards the new race, the Doomben 10,000 over the 1,200.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
4 nights.
Righto, we're on. Let's go through the big team.
Peter, meeting you've always had a bit of luck at, meeting your target. I think the timing suits, you know, flowing into Scone and Brisbane, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's perfect, Ronnie. It's just a good fit for me, especially horses going on to Brisbane. It's just two nice races on the way, and they're going well enough. So it's a good barometer to tell you whether you're going to be good enough to match up for Brisbane, but it's worked well before.
Yeah. We'll start from the top. This horse, Plot Twist, you'd be hoping to see improvement on a drier track from him today?
Yeah, like, he's still very fresh. The sort of horse using, we know, anything under 2,500 metres is just a waste of time, but get the fit they need racing, and he's getting closer. Just looks really nice with the speed on paper, but just what he does mid-race, he gets a bit keen, and when he starts taking off too far from home, he runs out of gas. So when he gets fitter, he'll be able to sustain a longer run. It's just a matter of waiting for him to get that race fitness injury to get him up that right sort of trip. But he's heading that way. He's taking good improvement for that second run. And he'll run well today. But naturally, when he gets further, when he gets to a mile and a half and beyond, that's when he'll come into his own.
Okay, race two, Icon of Dubai. He appeared to be on the wrong part of the track at his debut at 1,100.
Yeah, and just got a bit too far back too at Canterbury. I just sort of want him a little bit closer than that, but he's got a bit too far back. But he's still learning. He's still got a bit to learn. He's still tends to go on patches in his races, but he's a nice horse. He's got good ability. He's a good draw today. I could see him being in the first three or four quite comfortably there, and he's there to run well.
Okay, and 1,400 obviously will suit him better with his pedigree.
100%, yeah.
Race four, that's a good idea. You may have found a race he could lead in here. It's been a while since he's found a slower race.
Yeah, he just lacks a bit of confidence, mate. He hasn't won for a while, but could have seen him stick his head on that trolley, but they're running a pretty quick time on a soft track, which he doesn't normally like. Getting back to what you say, a firm footing today is probably right, probably the best track we've all been on for quite a while today, so looking forward to that. But it's a nice race for him first up, and drawing wide to help because it takes him a little bit of time to get in his top gear, but sort of everything sort of pans out for him to run well today.
Race five, what can you tell us about this Kiwi filly, Astara?
Yeah, nice filly. He's done particularly well since he's been in the yard. The trials have been quite good. I was happy the first one, but really happy the second. It works quite well at home, so I'm looking forward to seeing her. Being only a three-year-old, taking on the older horses, it's never easy. But it'll give me a bit of a leg up as to whether we think she's going to measure up to Brisbane through the winter. I think she will. I think she's a nice enough filly, and she's done enough before she got here to suggest that she has got nice ability. So looking forward to seeing her run today.
Okay, race six. You've won this race six times. Artistry, look, she's just a complete race, or she's a beauty.
Yeah, they're going to run well today. She's got a good draw, preferred dry ground today, and in good form. So she's got a few ticks there. Still a solid race, but she's in great order, and I expect her to run well.
There are other mares there. Serene Majesty, dry track third up.
Definitely. She said no luck at all. She's drawn shocking again today, but look, she's going terrific. If she drew a better gate, I'd certainly have her in the mix, but she's going to need luck from that awkward draw. And Brigadier and Rye, same two, in good form. Both runs have been great. Just need a bit of luck from that awkward gate.
Calander, race seven, he was good against the older horses first up. This is a lot tougher race.
Much tougher race, yeah. Look, I do like the horse. He's always shown me good ability. Great win first up. I was really happy with that. That's just what you want to see. Do have the worst end of the stick and be strong late. Second up 1,400 against the fit horses is a bit of an ask, but I think this horse is up to it. And said in the press yesterday, I think the Scone race is the race I really want to have him right for. But in saying that, I think he's good enough that he'd be very hard to beat again today. He's showing good improvement. His work was great on Tuesday morning. He's won a great gate to get a good run. And the horse has done particularly well since his last start.
And 1,100 to 1,400 is no issue with you?
Well, I don't think it is. He's not a gross horse at all. He's very clean-winded. He pulled up well from that run the other day, and he's done, as I said, his work on Tuesday morning says that he's ready to go.
Pajaro in the Cup, he's ticking along nicely to defend his Scone Cup crown.
Yeah, well, that was the plan. So far, things are going to plan. His first up run was good. This race last year, it was a really heavy track. He drew one and he just got bogged down, and his run was only fair, but come out and won the Scone Cup after that. So, look, I expect him to run a lot better today on this good track. Pace is probably the only thing against him. It doesn't look to be a lot of pace in numbers there. And he does get back, he's got no early pace at all. So he really needs a bit of luck in running to be able to, if it's a slow run race, it'll make his job harder. But the horse is going well.
Mm. And you finish with Not a Gypsy, more of a staying type. But look, may have found a may surprise a few here. A bit of speed in this race.
That's exactly what he needs. And quite often I start him in shorter trips, and he runs great. So I gave him the latitude of getting two good trials of him, plenty of work, and 1500 first up. Watched over fast pace. I thought the same thing. So it certainly gives you a good chance of running well today.
Good on you, Pete. Thanks for that, and good luck today.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Pete. Good on you, mate. Peter Snowden going through them all. Short and sweet with Artistry, but it was enough, wasn't it, there, Ron?
Yeah, he's always very competitive. Peter and Paula are always competitive on this day. It's a meeting they've, like we said, they've targeted. They've had a lot of luck in, even with their old Daly days. So their horses will all be there to run well today. And the same with Godolphin. They target this meeting as well. And it all stems through the connection with Ted McCabe.
Yeah, it does. He used to be, of course, chairman of the club and was a part of Hawkesbury for a very long time. Sadly, no longer with us, but he's always thought about when we get to Hawkesbury. And whether it was Daly back then or whether it's Godolphin now, they really do support it. I mean, the four in the cup, Old North, Ron.
Yes, Old North is running today. He's got a good chance the way he trialled.
He trialled all right.
Yep.
All right. We're just waiting for those scratchings. They haven't gone in for them, so as soon as they do, we'll bring them to you. I think Paul Massara's now online. We're just going to drag a couple along the way here with Paul with Careless Choice. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking our call. Spoke to you yesterday morning off air, and you seem very keen that just getting onto a far better track is going to be a big plus for this horse today.
Yeah, definitely. The whole preparation pretty much the day has been plagued by heavy tracks, and it's been unavoidable, but he's been training on them, and he just doesn't enjoy them, really, to be honest. He gets through it, and he won the lead up to the country championships, on heavy ground, and you'd assume that he kind of liked it on that basis, but he plugged through it that day, and he was kind of held back, I thought, in the main race there and around with during the championships for the same reason.
Well, he's had a month to freshen up, so it sounds like you're pretty happy with the way he has freshened, Paul.
Yeah, he probably came out of the race a little flat, but we've given him a month between runs, and he's now back to his bouncing self and being on top of the ground today. I think he'll just show he'll have a lot more acceleration, particularly at the end of the race, than he did previously. He just can't seem to accelerate through that ground, and it does change his action a lot. So being on top of the ground today will be a big benefit for him.
Keep going, Duff.
He starts from barrier six. He's been getting back a fair way. Could he hold a closer position today?
Listen, he can hold a closer position. I've always been of the opinion that he's best when you don't use him too much in the first half of his race. And he does finish off very well and can run very good sectionals. So from the barrier, I'm expecting a midfield kind of run from him.
Okay.
And tell us where he does his training. I mean, you've obviously at Arrowfield Stud, but do you mix it around with going to the Scone track?
Now, we were basically where I used to train when I was kind of a full-time trainer. We've been using that for preparation of yearlings for the last couple of years, so I've been training at the Scone track. So there's not a kind of a wet weather option there. It's pretty much on the grass. So if it's on the heavy side, you're working on the grass still. So that's kind of been a little bit difficult with him throughout the prep, just having a singular option to gallop him, and therefore we're back now, obviously with the Easter sales finished, we're back at home, so for the next 6 months at least, we'll be back on the home track, which is an all-weather track, so it just means that he doesn't have to work on those heavy tracks, and I think it's certainly his benefit.
Okay. All right, mate, well, good luck today. I hope he runs really well. You've given our listeners the indication that you expect that acceleration down the straight.
Yeah, I think he's definitely a first five chance, and with a bit of luck, can be in the frame. But it's a decent field on paper. There's horses coming out of different races and out of heavy tracks, so it's always interesting when that happens. Some horses will be probably feeling the past couple of runs, and others will come through them. So it's going to be an interesting race. I think it's difficult to judge on paper exactly where he's going to fit in, coming from a totally different form line. But happy with him anyway.
Okay, good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Massara joining us there. Now, there is a slight delay with interim scratchings. Mark Van Gestel has texted me saying that the Waterhouse Bot Stable are trying to get a rider for prompt response confirmed in race number... What race is it in, Ron? Race 7?
Mm-hmm.
The situation with
Dual Acceptor.
Yeah, so we're trying to clarify.
So she's got to run in the Crown now, has she?
Race six, the scratchings are 9, 12 and 15. So Prompt Response would get a start there. I think what they're trying to do, Ron, is try to get a jockey that would ride 55. Mm-hmm. Bishin being the obvious there now that Hieroglyphics has come out. So at the moment they're holding off and trying to determine what race Prompt Response will run in. So there's a slight delay with Interim Scratchings. I reckon I'm going to give them, Ron, off what we've got right now, and then we'll update what happens with Prompt Response. And then Cathy O'Hara, who's just holding online, will join us. So these are the scratchings as they sit right now for Hawkesbury on a good four, Penetrometer 4.8 and the rail true. Race 1, number 7, Super Haze, number 7. Race 2, number 2, Tangled, number 2. Race 3, number 5, Under the Thumb, and 10, I Am a Cool Kid, 5 and 10. Race 4, number 11, Cadiro, number 11. Race 5, number 10, Yuma Desert, and 16, Rembi Rumpart, 10 and 16. Race 6, number 9, Hieroglyphics, 12, Unequivocal, and 15, Rembi Rumpart are out, 9, 12 and 15. Race 7, 2, Lincoln Blue, and 7, Calabasas, 2 and 7. The Hawkesbury Gold Cup, as it stands right now, no scratching, so the emergencies will come out there. And race 9, 4 Be Like Dad, 7 Timeless Prince, and 10 Pirate Ben, 4, 7 and 10. So they haven't gone interim, the reason being the Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott Stable, determining what race Prompt Response will line up and whether they can get a jockey for the horse to run in the Godolphin Crown with 55 kilos. So as soon as we get that ratified, we'll bring it to you, Duff.
Didn't they have colour declared for it?
My paper says no jockey, Ron.
Okay, I was just looking at the best bets that had Collett declared for it, but I'll have a look on Racing New South Wales and see.
Well, on the riser side, it says undeclared riders, Prompt
Fair
Response.
Enough. Fair enough.
So, anyway, look, we'll stand by for that. Cathy O'Hara is online. Morning to you, Cathy.
Good morning. Hello.
I'm well. You're out and about, track work this morning?
Yeah, just finished doing a bit of track work. Had a couple extra to do because, unfortunately, yesterday, Jason's main rider, Amy, she broke a femur. So he's in a bit of a sticky spot, but anyway.
Good luck to her. I hope she'll obviously have a little bit of time out with that then.
Yeah, she's got a bit of a long recovery ahead of her, but I know she's in good hands. She's having surgery tomorrow, and she's in good spirits, so that's amazing.
And if Jason needs a hand, you're the person for the job because he's very good to you.
Yeah, definitely. I go in there and do a little bit of work, but I'll be going in and doing a bit more, I'd say.
You must have got a bit of satisfaction last week, a stakes-winning double in Queensland, and single gaze is just terrific.
Yeah, look, it was just really good to see her back in the winner's circle. You know, she needed to win for her confidence, but it was just great for her and her owners and Nick. And everyone has been so patient with her. They've done the right things. You know, they've given her the time when she needed to and pressed when they had to. So, yeah, it's just really great to see her back in the winner's circle.
When you got to the lead, mate, did you think something was going to come at you?
No, she's so tough. I sort of thought, well, I could get her on speed. Cause sort of this time around, she's come back in and she's, you know, she's been so relaxed in her races. And, you know, getting up to the journey has been what we've been after because she's just... She's been just a totally different horse, been struggling to get her on speed because she's run most of her best races when she's been on speed. And, like, as soon as she got up there outside the leader early, I thought, oh, she's going to be tough to get past because she won't go down without a fight.
Yeah, that was a great win.
Today, Cass, you got this horse, Earised, in the first. I thought was an interesting runner. He overachieved in that pack of plate last time, and that might be good form for a race like this.
Yeah, look, he went good the other day. I was really pleased with his run. He handled the track well, which probably helped him the other day. But I like riding Hawkesbury horses at Hawkesbury. I think they grow legs, they go well there. So that's in his favour for sure. But I expect him to run a really good race this horse. So I think he's probably a little bit underrated.
Yeah, for sure. Cool Ring, race 4, tough horse who's more than capable on his day.
Yeah, look, he's going to be suited by Hawkesbury as well. And Bjorn's team seems to be going well. I think he races well fresh this horse, so hopefully he can put his best foot forward. If he does, then he's going to be really competitive.
What do you think about Slightly Squeak in race six?
She's drawn awkwardly, no doubting that. She's just, and I don't think that she's raced at Hawkesbury before, so whether she does or doesn't handle Hawkesbury is another thing, but she's come back in this time in really good fashion. You know, she's got plenty of zest for racing, so I expect her to be charging home late. She runs well fresh, but she improves into a prep. But yeah, whether she just, it just depends on where I get to in the run. I've obviously got to go back, but whether I get a bit of luck in running and follow some of the right horses forward or not will be the key to her, I think.
Talk to us about this horse By Sea, Mix, thrown her in the deep end here. Obviously, that she's the story is the chance by foal, but she looks talented.
Yeah, look, I think she's a nice filly. I do think she's a preparation away, but I think she's got plenty of upside. And I won't discount her in a race like this. I think she's well up to the grade.
Mm.
You know, whether it's come a little bit soon for her or not, I'm not sure. She sort of, when she missed that run at Canberra, it threw her prep out a little bit. I would have liked to have seen her in an Adrian Knox. But this race here today, it looks ideal for where she's at the moment. But looking for further and, you know, into a preparation, I think she's probably going to get over a mile plus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether she goes to Queensland or not is yet to be seen. But, yeah, I do think she's a stakes filly.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on her for the future. And you finish with a nice pick-up ride in the Cup in Ruling Dynasty, who ran well first up.
Yeah, he joined the other day. It was a great run. So down in the weights, and, you know, he's drawn a touch awkwardly, but just tuck him in midfield somewhere with a bit of cover, and if he finds a line like he did the other day, he's going to be right in the mix there, I think.
Beautiful.
All right, well, good luck today. You've got some genuine chances, haven't you? And our TV audience are currently watching the replay of Ruling Dynasty. Goes out a pitcher, but that last 100 metres was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, he was only just getting warmed up late, so you'd think the mile today is going to be right up his alley. So, yeah, hopefully the extra furlong is what he needs to get over the line.
The link with Mick Tubman, he's a fascinating bloke, Mick, isn't he? He's a character of racing, and I love him when he gets a good horse. He deserves it.
He does deserve it. You know, he's a hard worker, and like you say, he's a real character. And it's just nice to see this filly coming out and producing some nice runs, because Mick's health hasn't been great lately. The last couple of years, he's actually had two strokes in the last couple of years. So, and you know, and unfortunately, his wife's passed away, so he's had a rotten shot the last couple of years. So, I just really hope this filly can produce some exciting things for him on the racetrack, because he deserves it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, good luck. I hope things are okay today. Good luck.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks a lot. Cathy O'Hara joining us there. She's got a book that could end up in the placing somewhere, couldn't they, you know?
Yeah, just little knockout chances, you would say. Yeah, but, they've all got little chances, put it that way. And Jason's horses are flying, aren't they, Jason Corbett?
Oh, they are. We had him on yesterday. And just to clarify, Amy is Jason's partner, and she broke her femur yesterday. So we wish Amy all the very best. Adrian Bott is just texting me. We're live on air here now, and Adrian is ready to go for our producer outside here in the studio. We can ring Adrian. He apologises for being delayed. We can obviously get some news on him with what's happening with prompt response. So we'll try and get to Adrian in just a tick. They've taken them out officially out of the Gold Cup. So race 8, 17 Believe and 18 Remby the Red is out. So 17 and 18 out of race 8. Race 5 now, Ron, the emergencies are all out. So 10, and then the emergencies 10, 16, 17 and 18. And Ron, prompt response has been scratched out of race 6, the Godolphin Crown.
Yep.
So clearly they couldn't get a jockey that could ride at 55. Getting some more news on that from the stewards here. Prompt response will run in the guineas. Blake Shin couldn't make 55 kilos. So that's the story there, Ron. So prompt response scratched out of the Godolphin Crown. And we'll just wait for Adrian Bott to see whether we can... Oh, he is online. Okay, Adrian, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. You've had, obviously, a busy sort of half an hour or so when those scratchings come out of the Godolphin Crown, but you just couldn't get a jock at 55.
Yeah, apologies, just tied up on the line there, chasing to see what Blake's weight could be for the day. So, and a few things to think about. I wasn't sure we're going to get a run there, but look, there wasn't too much between the options, to tell you the truth. And, look, I think she'll obviously be very competitive in the guineas as well. So, look, happy with where we're at.
Let's stay on her. Look, she's back to the dry. She's third up, and I must say she looks in fantastic shape.
Yeah, she really does. I think third up, as you said, she's rock hard fit now. And the dry track's probably the biggest thing in her favour. She just hasn't handled it on both occasions. Although her first up run was brilliant. Just she looks to travel through it so strongly, but she just can't seem to quicken and find those extra lengths that she's needed to. So hopefully back on the good surface, we'll be able to. She had to show that asset again today.
We couldn't see a lot of pressure here, so she should be able to cope with strolling across from that outside draw.
That was probably the other main positives remaining in the guineas. Probably looked a little bit less pressure in that race as opposed to the fillies and mares. And so being a filly that sort of rolls forward, and hopefully she might be able to dictate from out there, or if not, she'll just be able to slot in there nicely.
Your other runners today, obviously Serena Bay looks beautifully placed in race two. She should even take up the running here, I would expect. This is a slow race.
Yeah, look, I think she should hopefully be able to take it up and control. She's certainly got the natural speed to be able to do that. Pretty much like we saw down at Goulburn first up, she was able to control and quicken off that. She's a quality filly, and I've got no troubles with the distance. I think she'll get further in time, and it looks a really nice race for her.
And she's coped with a couple of wet track runs. She's doing well.
Yeah, she got through the wet tracks easy enough. Hasn't taken any harm out of her. She still looks nice and fresh, and looks particularly well. So I do feel she'll be another one that'll appreciate getting back on top of the surface. So that being the case, looking forward to a really strong run from her.
Race six, the Crown. You got obviously Sweet Redemption here. She's wound up with a few trials. She looked good in the latest one.
Yeah, that last trial was particularly pleasing. So having those extra trials, she's probably a little bit more forward than she usually is, and she'll have to be. She's probably never faced this quality of field first up in her campaigns before, and she usually does just take a run or two to get to her peak. So she's not there yet, and her best form has been over a little bit further, 1400 plus sort of around the miles, probably her best sort of trip. So, but that's saying that, happy with her, and her trial was really pleasing.
Okay, Fabrizio in the Cup, he was disappointing first up, but he back to the trials here at Hawkesbury, and he looked the part.
Really disappointed with his run first up. I have to probably just put it down to the track and the big weight first up. He just didn't seem to sort of really get through it, and so we've forgiven him for that, and we took him back to the trials, and he just looked at a different style of horse the way he tried at Hawkesbury. He looked sort of the Fabrizio of old. He was full of running and bowling around, and that's what we love to see with him. So that gave us a lot of confidence. We had to push on to the race here. Hopefully, again, a good surface. He can bounce right back. So very much forgiving him of his first up run, because he's his form that he showed in the spring is well and truly capable of winning this race today.
Mm-hmm. And you finished with Broadside Scratch last week for this. Can he improve?
He can, but another one, he's probably looking for, he'll need the 2,000 metres eventually, so he just needs to get a couple of runs under his belt before he gets the ideal conditions. But look, we're happy with him going into the run.
Lovely.
All right, well, good luck, mate. Hope they all run well for you. You're going to focus in on Brisbane as well over the next few weeks?
Yeah, look, just assessing the Brisbane team at the moment. No confirmed starters up there, but I guess the most likely horses will be the ones running this weekend. Serena Bay, hopefully she can press on towards maybe a race like the JJ Atkins if she measures up like we think she can.
Good luck today.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Appreciate him taking our call. He had a lot to deal with in the last half an hour, obviously, once we learnt with that jockey situation. Adrian Bott from the Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott stable. All right, Ron, we've covered a fair range there, and hopefully those interviews have helped our listeners, but your winners are going to help them with Ray Thomas coming up shortly, eh?
Well, let's hope so, Andrew.
and you've already helped them with that where the hole is in the fence there at Hawkesbury.
You go to the main gate, go about 30 metres up to the left, and should be sweet, straight in.
There'll be police officers waiting for them. The gates open at 10:30. By the way, I love the promotion at Hawkesbury today, Ron, of Christine Bowman and Kathy McAvoy looking after the fashions. They're the female or fashion ambassadors, and they're going to be judging it all today, Christine and Kathy.
Yeah, good luck to them. I hope they have a good day, and I hope everyone gets behind all that.
I say this, I know you'll have a crack at me for saying it, but I did see Kathy, I think it was day one or two of the championships, in the most beautiful dress. It was just a stunning dress, and I hope she wears it today because it was a beauty. If you wear it today, Kathy, you'll be winning it. They'll be judging you the winner. It was a beautiful dress, and they've got two great judges of the fashions on the arena there today at Hawkesbury.
Can't be wearing the same dress. You can't be wearing the same dress 2 weeks in a row, two times in the last 3 weeks.
Well, okay, but she's a stunning-looking girl anyway, so whatever she wears. What's for brekkie, Ron? I didn't ask you last week, and I had people saying you didn't ask enough about breakfast.
It's just in front of me now. It's just arrived. It's a sausage with a bit of sauce on it.
Sausage?
And a poached egg on toast.
Oh, come on. You can't be eating sausages at this time of the morning, can you?
Come on, do the scratch and hurry up.
Ron Duffersey back shortly with Mark Van Gestel, and we've got Ray Thomas who'll be joining us, Glenn Munsey, to preview every race at Hawkesbury. Let's have a look at all the scratchings now for you. We're going to start with Hawkesbury, the major standalone metropolitan meeting today. 23 degrees on the way, a fine day, tracker good for. The penetrometer reading for Hawkesbury today is 4.8. Race 1, take out 7, Super Haze, number 7. Race 2, number 2, Tangled, number 2. The third, number 5, Under the Thumb, and 10, I Am a Cool Kid, 5 and 10. Race 4, number 11, Cadiro, number 11. Race 5 at Hawkesbury, the scratchings are 10, Yuma Desert. And then the emergencies, 16, Remby Rampart, 17, Oscar's Choice, and 18, Romney's Choice, 10, 16, 17 at 18. Race 6, number 9, Hieroglyphics, 12, Unequivocal, and the emergencies, 15, Remby Rampart, and 17, Prompt Response. So take out 9, 12, 15, and 17 out of the sixth. Race 7, 2 Lincoln Blue and 7 Calabasas. That's 2 and 7. Race 8, the Cup, take out the two emergencies, 17, Believe, and 18, Reby the Red, 17 at 18. And race 9, number 4, Be Like Dad, 7 Timeless Prince, and 10 Pirate Ben. 4, 7, and 10. Now, one rider that we needed to update here is Modder. That is race 6, number 16 in the Godolphin Crown. It was meant to be Blake Shin, but take note that it's Jay Ford. So race 6, number 16, Modder for Gerald Ryan is Jay Ford. That news just through from the stewards. Kellyville Flyer in the Cup, race 8, number 15, is Paul King. Paul King, there's a couple of extra jockeys that we require. We move to Newcastle now, the main provincial program today. It's fine and a good four, rail of 2.5 metres. Race 1, number 1, Greta Moray, and 4, De Hear the Bomb, 1 and 4. Race 2 is clear, the 3rd, number 3, Bull Rope, 6, Emperor's Way, and 7, Home Run, 3, 6 and 7. The 4th, number 7, Denham Street, number 7. Race 5 at Newcastle, number 4, Pandia, and 6, Sons of Burke, 4 and 6. Race 6, number 10, Sacamano, number 10. Newcastle, race 7, number 11, Wild Ava, number 11. And race 8, number 4, Mazaz, 8, Valentino Rossa, 10, Usina, and 11, Scruff, 4, 8, 10, and 11. They're the scratchings for Newcastle today. We've got another tab program today at Casino. Overcast and a good 3. The rail is true for Casino. Race 1 is the scratchings are 11, 12, 15 and 16. Race 2, take out 14, 16, 17 and 18. Race 3, the scratchings are 3 and 8. Race 4 at Casino, 1, 2, 4 and 8 are out. 1, 2, 4 and 8. Race 5 clear and a simple case in race 6 of taking out the four emergencies. 13, 14, 15 and 16. 1:16 the first at Casino today. They're our TAB programs around New South Wales. We go to Caulfield in Melbourne. They've had, what have they had for the week? 64 millimetres for the week. It's a soft 5. Overcast but no rain today is what they're saying. And the rail at 12 metres. Race 1, take out 3, Netherfield, number 3.